Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Hey, team, I need some help, and that is type in if you're ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for more? Ready to look at your dreams, set your goals? Yes or yes or yes? Yes, yes, yes. Come on, type it in now. I need to hear from everybody. Are you back? You ready? Okay. Team, I need your help. I want to get some folks on here who are lifetime members. And if I can get you guys to raise your hand, let's start with Stuart Robinson. And let's get them on, get him on video. Ron Carlson said that he would share. If I can get Elise and Sherry, let's see. So raise your hand or just say, I will share on video if you are a lifetime member. I just want to hear from you and ask you why you're a lifetime member. Stuart, let me start with you. Let's get you unmuted there.
There we go. Well, when I joined Inner Circle 777 January of 2018, and towards the end of that year, y'all offered the lifetime, and I knew that I wanted to be a part of this group for a very long time. Not only from the professional business development, but from really more importantly, the personal development. It's helped me out a bunch as far as gaining patience. Cause I used to be really high strung. But so it's really helped me gain a lot of patience and a lot of wisdom and just being around like-minded people, at the conferences and on our weekly call or, you know, 777 leadership calls. It's phenomenal. It really is. It's awesome. Been a tremendous blessing.
You told me the other day that you met a lot of people that, you know, that have added value to you as well.
Absolutely have. Of course, Tom Ziegler and I have been friends for 30 plus years and, you know, Jim Turnell, Don Schmidt, Bob All, and I could, the list is endless, really.
Yeah.
But, it's awesome. It really is. And I can remember Tom invited me to either y'all's first or second meeting up here in Dallas at the Marriott. And that was spring of 2012, I want to say it was.
Okay.
And I went to that meeting and I was this close to joining at that time, but I was in another group. I just didn't want the extra financial commitment then. And man, do I wish I had back then in 2012 joined then.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the truth of it is you probably said, I love Tom. I've known him for a long time, but I'm just not sure about that Howard guy, you know. Maybe if there's one thing I could improve on is, you know, let's get people to like me earlier, you know. Of course, that's just a joke. And yeah. More than anything else, I just want to appreciate each one of you guys. Again, it just blows me away to be, I'm so grateful to be able to lead. And of course, it is a community, it is a team. We couldn't do it without the Victoria and Michelle and Santiago and Rick and Christian and Aliki and Susie and, you know, the whole back office and Sherry and Jim, the guys who do pods, and Ellen Rohr and Michelle Prince and all of you guys. It's a community. So we appreciate you so much, Stuart. Thank you for sharing. Okay, Elise, you want to go next?
Sure. So I think I joined in like 2013. And I think it was 2 years ago that I did the lifetime membership of 777. I've been in 777 for, I think, quite a few years. But I've learned so much, being in the Inner Circle, the community, and what you teach, Howard. The other thing that's very different about this community is the fact that you're always learning. So you're always infusing new ideas in life and bringing new things in. So it's not a stagnant like, okay, so you got the program. This is the program. You listen to the book, you did the tape, you listen to it three times and you're done. And there is no more value to be gained.
Yeah.
So this program and the, there's a, I don't know, it's like, it's got its own life. And the inner circle is always growing and learning and changing and adapting. And so there's always more for yourself to grow and learn. And my business and my family have benefited so much from the continued participation from me participating in this. And Ariana's doing the youth stuff and it's been great. I will say, by becoming a lifetime member, one of the things that it takes away is that when you are in a downturn and you might be thinking about cutting expenses and you're having to decide, you know, this has so much value, but if you can't afford to do it, but if you become a lifetime member, then no matter what the economy is doing or whatever, you never have to make that choice. You always get to participate. You always get the community. And then I just budget and use the money that I was normally doing to do some of the other programs, like to do the Jim Cathcart mastermind. And so if I have the money to participate and do some of those other things. So that's how I kind of rearrange the budgeting. But I'll always know that no matter what's going on, I can come to this community and it's positive. When this whole thing went south, I was on with Tom Ziegler and Choose to Win and on my calls for the Inner Circle, because with everything being so negative and scary and fearful, you absolutely have to have some place that you can go to get filled up with some kind of positive, some kind of hope, and to fuel yourself and to be able to hear what other people are feeling and thinking and how they're coping and dealing with stuff and how they bring hope into their day. So it's an invaluable investment that I've made. And, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. You're such a major contributor, and we learned so much from you. I mean, half the books that I go through leadership with, you recommended to me.
Thanks, Howard.
And you're right. You know, I'm continuing to stretch myself. I was on the last break. I was, or earlier today, I think before I got on. I was, I'm already looking at October. What are we going to do for October? And I remembered, I was going through some of the February photos, and I remembered that I will be the very first coach for a brand new program called Business Made Simple University with Donald. I'm going to be his very first coach. And I started thinking to myself, I need to see if I can get Donald Miller back over to wherever we're going to be, or maybe we should do our program in Nashville or something, you know, because I'm about to learn a whole new, and here's the thing, you know, like you said, we got a proven system, nothing wrong with it. It works and you do it. But as you're learning, as Zig Ziglar said, the more you learn about any subject, the more creative you can be with it. So if I learn how Donald Miller does a mission statement, how he looks at vision, how he looks at coaching or training or recruiting, man, it just helps all of us to grow. So thank you for
reminding. I've been working on marketing for Focus for 3 years now. I mean, it takes a long time to, and I feel like we're really starting to rock it, but there's still tons more I could implement and that you guys provide that I could get in there. So I'm always, always learning.
Yes. And we learn from you. So thank you so much. I'm so grateful.
Thank you.
Let me get a couple more people. I got three on deck. Ronald, Lewis, and Dave, let me get you guys to go real quick because I want to get back to our content. And then maybe we can have some other people share a little bit later. Also, before we close this afternoon, I want to bring everybody onto video. Every single one of you. At 2 o'clock today, and just get your biggest takeaways and things like that. So, Ronald, why don't you go? Tell us, why are you a lifetime member and how has it benefited you?
Well, we'd never been in business before, and the Lord arranged that we got involved with Ziegler and at the same time we got a store business, and I didn't have a clue what I was doing. And so, things in and Ziegler and Inner Circle that just resonated with Debbie and I. One of them was, by beholding, we become changed. And like Zig said, you need to listen to his tapes 16 times so you can memorize, so that you can say it before he speaks.
Yes.
In order to do that, you've got to be involved, and you got to be involved over time. And so when the opportunity to be lifetime with Inner Circle came up, I jumped on, because we have to hear it over and over until we breathe it.
Yes.
Until it comes out of us, because that's what we've been putting in.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that. It's been a joy to watch you guys grow. You're a business owner now, and you're still in business, and you're growing. Yeah. And it's awesome.
Yeah. Then the other part of beholding, we become changed, is the pods. Being associated with other business owners who are engaged in this whole process, those associations build strength and character, and somebody to talk to. Debbie's coaching me. The other one is who I want to become is what is some of the things that Inner Circle, I mean, Debbie and I already had inner core values, and when we in Inner Circle, what we saw in Inner Circle was, it's really about blessing other people. And in order to bless other people, we have to become the kind of person internally that provides that blessing externally. And finally, perspective. Inner Circle perspectives of what we're driving for, and that focus helps crystallize our moral concepts and our eternal purposes in focus. Then we can see the steps to get there.
Love it.
One more thing.
Okay.
Howard's talked about Santiago. Howard's talked about how Santiago has developed and blossomed. Well, Howard, every one of us business owners here have Santiagos in our staff that you and your and Inner Circle, Rick and Santiago, all of you are having an impact on a lot of Santiagos in all of our businesses. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank y'all so much. We appreciate your support. Y'all are so cute, and we just love y'all so much. Love your godly heart, and y'all are just amazing. So, you know, thank you for having that vision and reminding everybody this is a long play and that you got to get it in you. So thank you so much for that. Dave Pastor, man,
hey.
You've been around since the early days, way back in the day.
Little gray right here.
I'm telling you. So you've been a lifetime member for a long time. Now, I know that you don't participate, you're not as engaged as you were in the beginning, but why did you jump on Lifetime when it became available?
I think I needed a tax write-off that year.
Hey, listen, not a bad thing, folks. I mean, not a bad thing.
No, it's a lot more than that. I've been coming long enough to know that, you know, our values aligned pretty closely, and that I would always want to be a part of this.
Yeah.
I've been around long enough to see the amount of investment that you make to make what you're making great. And, you know, I've had a lot of confidence that it would continue to be something great. And then the community that you've built, because of your hard work and your investment, you attract people that I want to be around.
Awesome. Well, we're so grateful, and I feel so blessed again that people, you know, that it is always getting better and better and better. And much of it, again, is because of you guys. you know?
Thank you for what you do and making this great.
My pleasure. Mr. Luis Hernandez, one of the best friends in the whole world. And the reason I'm here and I'm alive is probably because of this man. He has both almost killed me a few times. I've almost killed him, and he saved my life a few times, and I've saved his life a few times. So the adventures of Howard and Lewis. So Lewis, why have you stayed around this community for so long?
You know, in a lifetime, or we could say life has its ups and downs. And so why not have lifetime support? In this organization, we've dreamed together, we've played together, we've prayed together, we've grown together, we've cried together. And again, community, just so heartfelt. Howard, Tom, Sherry, Santiago, I've had the opportunity to spend personal time with each one, Rick, and they are who they are, you know, on stage, off stage, they're the same people. And so, you know, it's a lifetime of confidence capabilities, you know, and we never know when we're gonna have those bumps in life. And it's nice to have a community that you can go to, a community that you can speak life to, and also a community that's going to speak life back to you. The other day, I had the opportunity to spend a little bit extra time with Santiago, and always a blessing, anyone in this organization, from the members to staff. And when we talk about community, and community is love, and you can't have community without love. And that love, you know, comes from our Creator. And so that really goes deep, and you just can't beat that. And it's hard, and you don't want, you know, how could you want to get away from that? But talking to Santiago, you know, I got to thinking, I realized I've had 20 either Inner Circle or Ziegler Legacy guests out at Owl Creek. And wow, each time, what a blessing to be able to give. And again, I just love you guys. I love the membership. I love our community. And hey, it's not, what are you waiting for? It's come on, embrace the family.
Yeah, I love it. Well, I love you. And I think that says it all. It's community. And we're here to, community is about support, encouragement, accountability. And the fact that you can make a one-time investment, be with us from now on. And, you know, Santiago's strong. So when Rick and I are gone, he's fit, man. He's going to last a long time. And Chris is going to be right behind him. So, plus, we got all this stuff recorded. So, plenty of content. All right, you guys ready to learn some more? We ready to learn? Okay. All right, let's get my PowerPoint back up. And actually, this is for later on, but I will go ahead and just show this first. You know, every successful individual has mentors and coaches, and what Inner Circle is all about, and I'm preaching to the choir, most of you guys are already members of the Inner Circle, but having that ongoing support, having not just one coach, but someone who's in finance, someone who's in personal development, someone who's in leadership, someone who's in marketing, someone who's in sales. You need a coach for every single thing that you do in your life. And the fact is that in the Inner Circle, you have all of those coaches that you need. There's somebody in the Inner Circle, a coach, a practitioner, a member who can help you. Awesome. Okay. All right. We're going to move from dreams to goals now. And I really want to encourage you to take this goal setting process seriously, because it is a proven process. It worked for Mr. Zig Ziglar for many, many years. and has worked for me for many, many years, and many of you guys as well. All right. So tell me that you can see my screen and you can see it changing. Yes and yes. Yes and yes. Okay, perfect. Well, Zig Ziglar said you got to have goals. Goals help you focus your energy and accomplish more. See, you can have energy, but if it's not focused, you're not going to accomplish as much as you could. Focused energy will take you farther than going with the flow. You know, today the challenge is that so many are just going with the flow, and they're not taking the time to think about things like we are. Think about yourself. Think about what's happening in your mind, how you're thinking, feeling, and acting, as Dr. Leaf says. Zig Ziglar said that we have to be a meaningful specific instead of a wandering generality. Too many people today are wandering generalities. And he talked about the processionary caterpillar, though, is a French naturalist that did an experiment with these caterpillars that are called processionary caterpillars. The reason that they're called that is because they simply follow one another in a procession, in a processionary manner. They just follow the caterpillar in front of you. And so he took the caterpillars and put them on the rim of a big planting pot, and he put their favorite food right in the middle of the pot. Well, they just followed one another round and round and round and round the rim of that pot until they all died. The reason is, instead of focusing on where's the food, instead of focusing on, hey, how can I survive? How can I thrive? They're just following the person right in front of them. I see many people on social media, and it reminds me of what Jesus said, that it's the blind leading the blind, and they both fall into the ditch, you know? So, you know, if you don't get focused and you're following someone else, then the question is, you know, where are they taking you? The clearer your goal, the more apt you are to reach it. If the vision is fuzzy, we're not going to be able to understand when we're getting close. We're not going to understand where we're when we're there. You're not going to understand how to get there. The journey of 1,000 leagues begins with a single step. I think it says the Chinese say that. I think it used to be they used to say that Confucius said that. Whoever said it, it's true. That goal, that dream is out there, but we have to take those steps every single day. In goal setting, you may not know exactly what you want. I said this earlier. In that case, go as far as you can see. And when you get there, you can see further. Zig Ziglar talked about the day before vacation. Live your life like the day before vacation. Now, had you guys come to Destin, then you would have had to check off all these things like, you know, we leave here, turn the water off, turn the lights off, close all the things. And when you go on vacation, you got to make sure that your animals are taken care of, that somebody's taking care of your house, somebody's getting the mail, and then you got all your travel plans. And the fact is, if you just live your life that way every single day, not with the stress. In other words, we're not talking about, like, I know some people get so stressed when they go on vacation because there's so much to do and things like that. But in an organized, focused manner to approach every day like you're going on vacation, because really every day can be a masterpiece. Every day can be like vacation when you are really pursuing exciting dreams and goals. So let's get your hand out and fill it in. Most people have a lot of wrong ideas about what success is. If you blame someone for your past, then your future growth has got to rest squarely on your shoulders. The only difference between a big shot and a little shot is that a big shot is just a little shot that keeps on shooting. It's no exaggeration to say that a strong, positive self-image is the best preparation for success in life. When the picture of ourselves changes, we change. If we do what's required of us today, results tomorrow will be guaranteed. We got to get a clear picture of what success is. The world's definition of success, our culture's definition of success, is not our definition of success. And if you blame someone, I mean, listen, I could find plenty of people to blame. Growing up poor, I mean, what was somebody thinking? But I can't do that. My mom did the best she could. I don't know what happened to her and my dad when they split up and I was only a year old. I don't know the circumstances. I'm not going to judge that. But what I do know is that my future growth rests right here. We are each responsible. Doesn't matter what happened at 10 years ago, yesterday, 100 years ago, or whatever. Let's do what we can do to make it better today. Zig Ziglar just kept on shooting. The only reason I'm here today, and those of you that know me, is not because I'm the sharpest tool in the shed. I'm from LA, remember? Lower Alabama. I grew up, the only reason I got out of high school is because I'm convinced the teachers wanted to get rid of me. I was that much trouble. You can learn the things that you need to learn. And when I think we have thoroughly covered the fact that when we think of ourselves the right way, that it doesn't matter where we are, what we know or don't know right now, that if we keep on shooting, if we understand who we are and whose we are, we maintain that positive self-image, we can get to where it is that we're called to go. Not just where we want to go, you can do that. But you're going to have more peace, more security, more happiness, probably more prosperity, because prosperity and riches are two different things, more wisdom when you take the path that has been laid out for you by God. See, I can do whatever I want to do. But the question is, what's the outcome going to be? The world is going in a direction. Our kids are in the other Zoom call right now, so I could say this. But, I mean, you can't hardly turn on the television and watch a movie without it being laced with things that nobody should ever see, especially kids. So maybe the thing is to just, you know, cut it off, not even watch it. Because everything that we see, everything that we hear, everything that we, every input that we have changes the picture we have of ourselves. And when we talk about implementation, what we do today, if we do what's required, if we follow these steps, then tomorrow will be guaranteed. Now, you don't know what circumstances are going to happen. You don't know what God's going to do in your life. And so we have to keep that open. Many times God guides us through some of these circumstances to help us get to where it is. And you're not always going to see God's full picture. But what we do know is that there are certain things. We do know that we're supposed to win in those seven areas. We know that much. So let's just work on that. Four reasons people don't set goals. Number one is fear. Now, we know what that stands for. Zig Ziglar says that stands for false evidence appearing real. See, God gave us this incredible mind. I think one of the greatest things the dots that I put together was yesterday when Rick Jones read that God said, let us make man in our own image, that God is love. Caroline, Dr. Caroline Leave says, you're wired for love. It's hard to see ourselves that way. And in the flesh, we're not that way. In the flesh, here's the challenge. In the flesh, we're no good. We're decrepit. We're sinful. We're we just have a terrible base nature. But in Christ, in the Spirit, we're wired for love. And in your soul, what's happening in your mind, will, and emotion on a continuous basis is there's that war inside of you that the Apostle Paul talked about in Romans 7. I think I quoted George Whitefield yesterday, I think, and during the Great Awakening, as America was emerging as a country, that he preached his heart out. And on the last day that he was alive, he said, my body is failing, but my spirit is growing stronger. False evidence appearing real. We see this evidence in our mind. We see we have a phenomenal imagination that God gave us, but we use it to imagine the wrong thing. See, you can, Dr. Leaf teaches in her book, The Perfect You, you can either live out of fear or love. You could say it this way, fear or faith. Having faith is loving God. That's what it means to love God, is to trust him. Number two is a poor self-image. I think we've done a good job in getting that across to you. Number three, never been sold. Number four, don't know how. We're going to share with you how to do that today. All right. Remember, God don't make no junk. You're created in his image. You can do what he's called you to do. He said you're born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness. Those are Zig's words, but God created you for a purpose. Zig Ziglar said that planes were built for flying, that ships were built for sailing, houses were built for living, and man was built for living for a purpose. Man was built for a purpose. When planes don't fly, they fall apart. When ships don't sail, they fall apart. When houses aren't lived in, they fall apart. When man doesn't live by purpose, man falls apart. And this is the problem we have in our culture today. There's no meaning. There's no real meaning. It's all about money and fame and power and greed and all those kinds of things. Let me feel good about myself. The man who succeeds is a man who believes in himself, who appreciates who he is and what he does. Goals are the key to so many things in life. Now, this was printed in 2009. According to one survey, people who have a goals program and a plan of action earn an average of $7,400 a month. People without a goals program earn an average of less than half of that, $3,397. When you develop a game plan to get what you want, you will develop a belief that you can get it. So just the fact that you set goals to start with helps your vision, helps your desire, helps your belief. And today, as a business owner, there are no limits. There are no limits. The same principles build the $100 million company or the $1 million company. No limits, no difference, really. I wanna use the slides first, then we'll come back to that. The bad news about a goals program is that it will take time. To properly set your goals for the first time, now if you've done it before, it's gonna take you less time, but to do it the first time, it'll take as many as 10 hours. But the good news is that you'll find an extra 4 to 10 hours a week. Anybody here want an extra 4 to 10 hours a week, let me tell you something. If you're not working your goals program, if you're not working your planner, which we'll talk about after a while, if you're not using these proven steps that we lay out in GPS in the Inner Circle that we're laying out today, I can promise you that you're not as effective with your time as you could be. You can say 4 to 10 extra hours a week. What could you do with that time? You could write a book. You could write several books with that time or do whatever else it is that you want to do. And the other good news is when you learn how to set one goal, you can set any goal because the process is the same. If you're going to end up with a balanced life, you're going to have to plan for it and prepare for it. So let's go back to our handout, make sure we got everything there. All right. Now, the first step is to fill out your dream sheet and print out everything that you want to be, do, or have. And that is in the planner, which we'll talk about a little bit later. You also have a worksheet in your handout. And what you want to do is you want to retreat like we talked about yesterday. Get away for a day, go to the park, go to the beach, go to the mountains, whatever, and just spend some time brainstorming. And you want to think about everything that you ever want to be, do, or have, and pray about it and use those 7 steps that I gave you. And then wait 24 to 48 hours and classify your list. You're gonna wanna ask yourself 5 questions about your goals, which I think are gonna come up in the PowerPoint. So let me go there, maybe not. Okay, let's go back to that then. Is this really my goal? Maybe you feel obligated that you're supposed to do something, but it's not really your goal. Is it morally right and fair to everyone concerned? When I built this home, and I had to help Denise fall in love with it, but because I can't be coming down here by myself all the time and leave my family behind. Will it take me closer to my long-range objective? Can I mostly commit myself to this goal? And that one there, you know, I think that you may not feel that you can, but with a community around you. So, you know, I don't know how you'll answer that one, but you do need to understand that you're going to have to emotionally commit. When you read my dream book, if you haven't read it before, and you see all the obstacles that I had in just being able to build on this property and build this house, it'll give you a lot of inspiration. Can I see myself reaching this goal? Remember that you have to see it before you reach it. You have to see the goal in your mind before you reach it. Then what you're going to do is you're going to take all those things and you're going to categorize all your goals in short-term, immediate, and long-term goals. Living here was a long-term goal. Getting the plans done was a short-term goal. Oops. Now here's something that's really important. Share your give-up goals with everybody that not everybody that you meet, but with anybody, everybody. Like, if it's a bad habit that you have, then share that because people can help you stay accountable. But share your go-up goals, your big dreams, with just those that you trust that are around you. Because, you know, what happens to you is what happened to me. People around you laugh and say, you do what? You start what kind of business? Phenomenal what? Oh, you want to build a house and who do you think you are? Zig Ziglar or somebody? You want to do all this? Goals stand for godly objectives, assure lasting success. So there it is. There's the context for you. Godly objectives, assure lasting success. Why? Because this is why he created you. All right. A couple more things there on that sheet is be sure to do all these exercises here and ask yourself these qualifying questions. Will it make me happy? More secure? Will it improve my family relationships? Will the goal make me healthier? Will it win me more friends? Will it give me peace of mind? Will it increase my hope for the future? Take time to think through those things. Now, the next piece of this is to do your will of life, like we talked about before, and put it in your planner. Okay, when you do your dream sheet, and then you want to take the will of life. This is my 2020 planner right here. And as you can see, my vision board is just pictures of the beach. My goal this year was to just spend a lot of time here and spend a lot of time with my family. Did I know that when I set these goals in October of last year, did I know that COVID-19 was coming? No, but guess what? Man, I got that goal in spades. I've been here now for over the last 4 months, 2.5, more than 50% of my time has been down here at the beach, all right? But also part of my dream, spend time with my beautiful wife, spend time with my son and my daughter-in-law, spend time with my little Gigi. Of course, she's a lot bigger than that now. And one of my goals this year was to sail in the Caribbean. Guess what? Went to St. Martin with Sherry Perry and Dean Perry and some of our inner circle members, Bruce and Joanna DeLoach. Went to St. Martin right after our February conference, and we went sailing. It was phenomenal. So set those goals and focus on those goals, all right? Now, first, do the dream sheet. This is all in your handout. This is a very important step right here. On in your planner, you're going to see that after you do your dream sheet, what you're going to do in your planner, and I'll do this in the next session, is you're going to take your dream sheet, and then you're going to turn those dreams into goals. And you're going to ask a very important question. That question is why. Why do you want that? And then what you're going to do is you're going to eliminate those frivolous goals. Then step three, ask these five questions, which we already asked. Step four, ask yourself which questions. Hold on. It's in your planner and probably on your sheet. I was working on these slides early and got them a little bit out of sequence here. See, where are my steps? Okay. Yeah, so step four is will it make me happier, healthier, more prosperous? Step five, categorize into the short range, long range. And then what I want you to do on your break is I would like for you to do your business assessment and your wheel of life assessment. Would you do that for me on the break? If you're willing, if you're willing to do that, I would like to for you to type in, yes, I will do that. Okay? Yes, I will do that. All right. Okay, inner circle members, we need to do both of these assessments every quarter, okay? And in your handout folder, you have the personal wheel assessment and you have the business wheel assessment. For those of you that might be visitors from ZLC or from the Jim Cathcart Masterclass, you may not have ever done this before, but if you're a business owner, do this, and it'll give you an incredible picture of your business systems as they exist today. Yes or yes? Okay, Dave, the five steps. Sorry, I was trying to keep up with Tom Ziegler. You know, I've been using the manual. Bring up the manual. I've been using the manual, and Tom pops in this morning. He's got all his in PowerPoint. I was like, I should have done that. Okay, so all the questions are going to be right here on your handout. Will the goal make me happy, more prosperous, more secure? And then there are some other questions here. These five questions there. Answer those questions. And then here's a sheet you can use to brainstorm. Now, I want to encourage everyone that if you don't have a Ziegler planner, that you get another one today. In fact, if you've enjoyed today, let me go ahead and do this. Victoria, I want you to go ahead and put in the link. We're going to put in a link for the strategies for success, not the other one, Victoria. Don't put in two links, just this one. And two things. One is if you're doing Lifetime, if you do Lifetime today, those of you who are not Lifetime members yet, you can get this no charge, and we're going to also give you a Ziegler planner. So Victoria, Michelle, put that down for me, and you're going to get the Strategies for Success, CDs, DVDs. Victoria will put in the link for that. Those of you that are signing up for Lifetime for the first time, you're going to get that as a bonus. Those of you that purchased the CDs and DVD, we're going to bonus a planner. We're just going to add a planner, a new planner to your package. Because even if you have a planner, it's time to start thinking about next year. You start thinking about we're over halftime. You know, it's like football game. You got, which none of us are watching football this year or NBA or anything else, but sorry, I didn't mean to get political there on you. But anyway, the thing is that any competition has a time frame. And at halftime, you take a long break in, a football game or basketball game to adjust. And so what you want to do is you want to go back and look at how you're progressing. What is your wheel of life look like from 3 months ago? What does your business wheel look like from 3 months ago? I'm guessing and hoping that those of you that are in Inner Circle, you've seen some improvement. But now I want to take it to the next level. What are those new goals that you want to set? All right. So I have one more session after lunch. And then I want everybody to come on. I want everybody to come on video, and I want to get as many people to share your biggest takeaways from the last 2 days later on about 2 o'clock this afternoon. But right after lunch, I'm going to get back into goal setting, and I am going, and you need to do your assessments before you set your goals, because you're going to take where you are on your assessment and create your goals from there. Okay. And then we're going to talk about how to use the Ziegler planner. And then we'll have some really inspirational time after that.